If we're going to be staying in this apartment, would you be interested in doing a little redecorating?
Well, actually, I would.
Great. What'd you have in mind?
Let's take every single thing from the other apartment and put it in here.
Well, how about we start a little smaller, like moving the furniture around?
No, I have always thought that this couch would look fantastic on the curb in front of the building.
Look, we can't just throw away Penny's stuff, but we can ask if she wants any of it back.
No, I wonder how she feels about all this artwork.
Well, I'm sure she misses this one. I mean, it's the greatest gift I've ever given anybody.
It truly does capture the beauty of your friendship with Penny.
It may have appreciated in value. You know, the artist killed himself shortly after painting that.
Yeah, it seems only right that she have it back.
Can't wait to see the look on her face when I give it to her again.
Look, it's the same smell she has in the painting.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
Yo, there's hooks in the closet. I can hang it right now.
Oh, no. Those hooks are gone.
What happened to them?
We ran out of candy on Halloween. I was just giving everything away.
Hey, guys, what are you... Oh, that's here. Cool.
Amy wants me to have it.
Well, it would be selfish of me to keep it.
But it's a picture of you.
And you.
But you commissioned it.
To give to you.
But you like it so much.
So do you.
You seem to be losing.
Yes, you do.
You know, Leonard, the more I think about it, there are a number of mutually owned items in this apartment that you and I should go through. For example, who gets our beloved sword, Longclaw?
Why don't you keep it?
Nah, that seems fair. We did just give you the painting.
Yeah, I don't need anything around that I can stab myself with.
Wonderful. Longclaw is mine. And how about you keep our avocado plant?
Sounds right. A limited edition collectible worth hundreds of dollars and a thing that grew out of a thing we fished from the trash.
Although, Amy and I did just move in together, and a plant is a lovely housewarming gift.
Fine, take the plant.
We got a sword and a plant. Our apartment's really shaping up.
Stuart, you didn't have to get us a baby gift.
Just homemade coupons for things you might need help with before the baby gets here. Going to the grocery store, driving you to the doctor. If you're not in a hurry, I can dig you a koi pond.
A foot massage?
And that's not me being creepy. That's for either of you.
This is very nice, Stuart. Thank you.
How come this one's on the back of an eviction notice?
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, can I live here?
Stuart, we'd love to help you out, but this is a bad time. We're about to have a baby.
Or is that why this is a great time? Think about it. When that baby comes, you're gonna need all the help you can get.
Thank you, but I'm not really sure.
Hang on, maybe it's not the worst idea. I mean, he did do a good job taking care of my mother.
That woman didn't get heat rash once with me on Powder Patrol.
I guess you could stay for a few days and we'll see how it goes.
Thank you. And it's only temporary, just till I get back on my feet. Or the baby goes off to college, whichever happens first.
When would you move in?
Well, my car broke down in your driveway, so I'm gonna say now. But I am ready to be helpful. In fact, I'm gonna go vacuum.
Actually, I just did that this morning.
Okay. And I'll dust.
I did that too.
And I'll check the batteries and the smoke detectors.
Howard just did that.
Yeah, I would let him do it.
Remember when we got this at Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah, the Mr. Spock cuckoo clock.
Live long and prosper. Live long and prosper. Live long and prosper. Live long and prosper.
It's one of a kind.
So if it breaks, there'd be none of it?
Well, Leonard, who should keep this? You know, on the one hand, I love Mr. Spock more than you do. On the other hand, I care more about clocks than you do.
So you think you should keep it?
I'll be right across the hall. You'll probably be able to hear it.
Keep the clock, Sheldon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, now, what about our 3D chess set?
Let me guess, you want it.
Well, no. I just didn't think you'd want a physical reminder of a game you never managed to win. As a kindness, I should probably take all the games.
You know what, Sheldon? Take it. In fact, you can have everything. I really don't care.
Are you sure? These items represent our shared times together.
Well, now they're yours.
Leonard.
Well, you know what's gonna happen. He's just gonna come up with some reason why everything should be his.
For a man so good at predicting my moves, how can you stink at 3D chess?
Sheldon, you're being a little selfish. Why don't you let Leonard keep a few things?
It's not my fault I'm bad at sharing. I skipped kindergarten.
You know what? There is one thing I would like.
Take whatever you want.
I would like to keep the official flag of our apartment.
But you don't even like flags.
No, I like this one.
But I designed it.
But you made me order it because you were too well known in the flag community and they jack up the price.
But you don't even understand its symbolism.
Oh, I do. The field of blue represents you being miserable, and the lion sticking its tongue out means I'm happy about it.
Come along, Amy. I know when I'm not wanted.
I don't think you do, but all right.
Stu, are you cooked?
How did you know it wasn't me?
There's only three people in this house, and you'd still be my fifth guess.
That's Raj.
You guys relax. I'll get it. Have some bread while it's still warm.
It's like we have a butler. If I had a bat suit, I'd be Bruce Wayne.
You have a bat suit.
It's pajamas. There's no cape.
Hey, Raj.
Hey, Stuart, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm living here again.
Do Howard and Bernadette know? Or is it like a possum in the walls kind of thing?
No, I needed a place to stay. With the baby coming, I figured they could use some extra help.